Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When young Nora Williams came to live with Penny Gibbs and her family, she had no idea that she would fall in love. Nor did her father, Paul, suspect that she would not only fall in love, but want to marry. But then, Paul Williams, like all fathers, had a hard time realizing his daughter was 18. It was with full realization of this, and a lot more, too, that he rings the doorbell of Penny's home this sunny afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miss Billy.
Why, Mr. Williams, come in. I haven't seen you since the night of Nora's birthday party. How are you?
Fine, Miss Billy.
Well, you look simply wonderful. What a wonderful tan.
Well, the farm keeps me outdoors most of the time, Mrs. Billings. If it isn't the sun, it's the wind. Sometimes it's both.
Oh, it must be lovely out at the farm these days.
Well, so far, so good, Mrs. Billings. All depends on the rain we have this year. Can't be too much or too little.
We people who live in towns forget the importance of rain. Most of the time, we grumble about it.
Not even rain will grow anything in a city street. Listen to that. Thunder in a cloudless sky.
Well, yes, there's not a cloud in sight. But it sounds as if you'll get the rain you want.
I hope so. Is Nora here?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not, Mr. Williams. I wish you'd called before you came. I sent Nora out on some errands.
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Billings, I didn't come to see Nora.
Oh?
I'm probably taking a lot for granted, and certainly taking advantage of our one meeting at the party for Nora. But to tell you the truth, I've come to see you, Miss Billings.
To see me?
Yes. Well, it's about Nora, and... Well, I
think I understand, Mr. Williams. Come in and sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Penny's upstairs and Jed's sleeping in the sunroom. Peg's in the nursery with Valerie, so you can talk without anybody hearing you.
Well, I was sure you'd understand how a father feels when his daughter and only child tells him she's going to be married.
Yes, I'm sure I know how you feel. It's quite a shock, isn't it?
Certainly is. To me, Nora's always been a little girl, but, well, hell, all parents have to face the truth someday. Children don't stay children.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, they're adults. Mrs. Billings, I'm going to impose on you, if you'll let me.
Impose on me? How?
Well, Nora doesn't have a mother, as you know. In all the years since her mother's death, I've tried to do the best I could to be both father and mother to Nora, and... in some ways, I've succeeded.
Well, I think you've succeeded in a great many ways.
Oh, I'm happy with the way Nora's turned out, but... Mrs. Billings, with marriage so close to her, Nora needs a mother's advice or a woman's counsel. I know very few women. I'm close to none. You're virtually a stranger to me, too, but Nora's fond of you, and I'm fairly certain you're fond of her.
And you want me to become a sort of temporary mother to the child, don't you, Mr. Williams? Well, I'll be glad to. I think I might have taken it upon myself, even if you haven't asked me.
I had an idea you would, Mrs. Billings, but I thought you'd feel better about taking Nora in hand if I asked you first.
Well, I don't think you need to worry about that.
Well, who's here? Hello, Freddie.
Hey, fine guy you are, Mr. Williams. The minute I leave the farm, you leave, too. Say, who's running the place today, Nellie the cow?
Oh, Freddie.
I did all my chores for the day, Freddie. You don't begrudge me a few hours off, do you?
Oh, I was just kidding, Mr. Williams. Say, you sent Nora downtown, didn't you, Mrs. Williams?
Yes, I did, Freddie.
Well, look, if you want me to go find her, I guess you want to see her, don't you, Mr. Williams?
Not just now, Freddie. If you must know, I came to see Mrs. Billings.
Uh-oh. Serves me right for butting in. Gibbsy awake?
Yes, I think she is.
Well, I guess I'll run up and shoot the breeze with her then. I haven't had much of a chance to see her since she's been home. Now, you'll go easy on me, won't you, Mrs. B?
You have nothing to worry about, Freddie.
No? Just about everything I've been counting on for months, that's all. I'll see you later on.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Can't hide much from young people these days, can you?
Well, don't you think it's obvious that we were talking about Freddie and Nora? What else could we have to talk about? Certainly, I don't know farming.
And I'm no mother or advisor to a young girl who's ready to be married. You don't know how much better I feel knowing that you'll talk to her.
Well, I'm glad for the opportunity to do something for Nora. She's done so much for us.
Don't say you wouldn't have been able to get along without her. I'm sure you did quite well before she came into your home.
Well, of course we could manage without her, but things wouldn't be as pleasant. Your daughter has a precious gift, Mr. Williams. She not only makes people fall in love with her, but when she's around, everyone seems to get along with everyone else. I don't know what it is about her, but she inspires love wherever she goes. Believe me, I want to return some of Nora's love. And talking to her will be one of the ways I can do it.
She won't need to know I asked you to do this, will she?
Why, no. In fact, if I know Nora, and I'm quite sure I do, she'll be so grateful for the opportunity to talk to someone that she won't ask why that person's talking to her.
Perhaps we'd better tell Freddie not to say anything to Nora about my being here.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Freddie's no schoolboy. I'm sure he understands why you've come to me. You know, you're acquiring a very worthy son-in-law.
Oh, I know I am. He's one of the reasons I want the farm to be a success, and a bigger and better success every year. The farm is Freddie's opportunity to give Nora the things I know he wants to give her.
Well, I think those two will be able to get along on very little, as long as they have each other. They're as completely and wholesomely in love as any two youngsters I've ever seen.
Well, thanks for calling them youngsters. This talk of ours has made me feel like an old man.
Oh, we think children stop being problems when they grow up, don't we? But how wrong we are. They're even a greater problem when they're grown.
Oh, I don't mind the problem as long as I have the child. One of the nice things about Nora's marrying Freddie is that I won't lose a daughter the way most fathers do. I'll gain a son.
It's too bad that some parents feel they lose a child who marries, because that's forgetting a child's right to a life of his own, and a home and children of his own, and a place in the world of his own. It's a right our parents gave us, and we should give the same right to children.
Have I mixed up this glass full of goo enough yet, Gibbsy?
Yeah, I think so, Freddie.
Well, looks like it's all mixed up. Ugly-looking stuff, huh? What is it, anyway? I think I'll give it a couple more twists, I know.
Oh, it's just something the doctor gave me to help me get back my strength.
Well, if you ask me, you got to be pretty strong to take this stuff. Here you go.
Thanks. Well, here's for more strength.
Mm-hmm. Me, I'd rather fade away to a weakling than take that stuff. Hey, don't gobble down so fast.
Oh, I have to get it over with in a hurry.
Well, you sure did. Hey, you want some water?
Oh, no, thanks. Just put the glass on the table, will you, Freddie?
Yeah, okay. There you are.
Ooh, thanks. Who's downstairs with Mother?
Mr. Williams.
Oh, Mr. Williams.
You can guess what they're talking about, can't you?
Yes, I can, but I don't know whether or not you can.
Look, I didn't just get out of kindergarten the day before yesterday. I guess that Mr. Williams is sort of worried about Nora.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting married is a sort of serious business, isn't it?
It's more than sort of serious, Freddie. It is serious. It's one of the most important things in a person's life.
Yeah, I guess outside of maybe being born and dying, it is just about the most important thing. And it's one of the scariest, too.
I didn't know anything frightened you, Freddie.
Well, nothing I can see and touch, no. But getting married is just one of those things that you think about. And the more you think about it, the more scared you get. Say, Gibbsy, being scared about getting married, it doesn't mean that I'm not really nuts about Nora, does it?
It could mean that. But, Freddie, in your case, I don't think it does. Being frightened by the prospect of marriage in your case means you understand the seriousness of it.
Well, doesn't everybody think it's serious?
No, Freddie. Unfortunately, a lot of people think marriage is a lark. That's one of the reasons so many marriages go wrong.
Well, I don't see where there's ever a guarantee that a marriage won't go bust.
Love guarantees it, Freddie. Love and understanding. Maybe understanding even more than love, because love blinds you to a person's faults. And when you're blinded by love, you can be unhappy and not know why.
Oh.
But understanding lets you see a person's faults and how to live with them.
Well, I don't think that Nora's perfect, Gibbsy. Oh, she's as near perfect as they come, I guess, and she's a lot too good for me, but... Gee, Gibbsy, you know, it scares me when I think of how good she really is. Maybe I oughtn't to marry her. Maybe I'm not good enough for her.
You're good enough for her, Freddie. You're perfect for each other. What kind of a wedding are you going to have?
Now, that's the thing that really scares me, the wedding.
No, you aren't going to fall apart, are you?
Maybe. Guess I'll shake and quiver a little bit. Have to hire me about six guys to hold me
no,
up.
No, you won't either. Oh, if you and Nora have a formal wedding, we'll have a ready-made flower girl in the family for the ceremony.
Oh, no, none of that. Look, Nora and I aren't going to wait around for Valerie to grow up.
No, silly, I wasn't thinking of Valerie. I was talking about Julie.
Julie? Who's Julie?
Julie's Pate's daughter. She's 5 and a half. She's coming to Rossville tomorrow.
To live here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Where are you going to put her, Gibbsy? On the top shelf in the hall closet?
No, there's still room.
Yeah, but just room. You know, one of these days, you're going to have one guest too many, and this house is going to pop and splatter all over the neighborhood.
We do have room for a little girl, Freddie. And I do think Julie ought to be with her mother, don't you?
Oh, sure, sure I do. It'll be nice to have a little kid around the house, too. I like kids. But, well, if you don't mind my saying so, Gibbsy, I think that maybe you're making a mistake bringing little Miss Martin into this house.
Why, Freddie?
Well, I shouldn't say this. Because Mrs. Emma's really been okay to me, but she just... I won't say it. It isn't fair.
It isn't fair not to, now that you've gone that far.
No, I guess not. Oh, well, it doesn't mean anything, and I know that you won't think anything about it, but... Well, look, Gibbsy, since the first day I saw Peg Martin, there was something about her that I didn't like.
Well, what is it, Freddie?
I don't know. It's just something. Something that smacks of trouble for you. Maybe that's what I don't like about it.
Why does Freddie feel that Peg Martin means trouble for Penny Gibbs? Is the arrival of Peg's daughter, Julie, going to prove that Freddie is right? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, everybody's happy when you go to your neighborhood Kroger store for Kroger cut beef. Your family loves the deliciousness, the juicy flavor of Kroger beef. You love the way it cooks up so perfectly. And your pocketbook loves the fact that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Get some without delay. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.